Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as my mission and my calling, I do believe. You know, probably getting tired of hearing that, but I'm going to have to add it to the intro, and I don't know how to do that, because the other one just flows so easily. And I didn't even think about it. That just happened years and years ago when I first started, and it just kept on going. You know, this is the end of a week that is a short week, and it's been a rough week here in the office. I hope your week went a little bit smoother than ours did in the studio in the office. We had some days where we had to not have full days of work, and it just seemed like nothing really got done. So looking forward to a weekend and hitting it hard next week on Monday. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. We have a lot to discuss. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before Thee. We come before Thee with thankful hearts for Your love, Your grace, and Your mercy, for Your watch care over us, over our families. And Father, there are many hurting in this land, as You know. We ask that Your comforting hand and healing hand be upon them. We ask for Your protection over our president and the vice president and those that are in charge of this nation. We ask that You will help us as we sift out the evil, that we may recognize the lies. It's painful watching some of this corruption unfold and to see what really happened. Not liking someone's policies is a whole lot different than attacking someone and trying to dethrone a president and undo the will of the people in a vote. There could be no greater voter suppression than that. Father, we know that nothing shocks You off Your throne, and You've known all along, and You see the good and the evil, You see the dark in each one of our hearts. Every one of us has something. We ask for Your forgiveness. We thank You for that sacrifice that You made for us. Oh, Father, I ask that You will use CSC Talk Radio. I ask that You will bless those listening. Father, may we be people on our knees once again, acknowledging You, leaning on You, seeking to do Your will in our lives, in our businesses. May we take that good news of the gospel with us everywhere we go. May we not judge others, lest we be judged ourselves. Lord, You are the great judge, and we know all of us, our very best is as filthy rags. May we be a humble people. May we be Your servants for such a time as this. Amen. I watched again the news last night. And then I'm sifting through all the news this morning, and there is some hateful stuff going on with Twitter. And I'm not talking about the president. They want to stifle the president. They want to censor the president, but they don't censor those who are calling for the death of the president. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Life. The left, the liberty, the left, and the liberals hate life and liberty. I have come to that conclusion. They believe in mob rule, and thus is their behavior. Whether on Twitter, whether on Facebook, they're always, or the mainstream media, they're encouraging these riots in Minnesota. The left cannot handle civility. The rapper star Cardi B, whose name means absolutely nothing to me. I have no clue who this man is. But he made a comment in an interview that the rioters have no choice but to loot. Oh, really? That's the only way to get attention. Oh, really? You know, our founding fathers got attention. And they didn't burn and loot to do it. I say yes, they do. They have a choice. There's always a choice. Everyone has a choice. The cop who perpetrated his crime against this man, he had a choice. He chose badly. The criminal who was arrested, he had a choice in his behavior prior to that arrest. The governors and the mayor shutting the nation down and removing the right to work and support your families and businesses and pursue happiness, they had a choice. George Floyd's family said that he lost his job because of this pandemic. He was feeling desperate. He had a choice. Well, I can understand the extreme anger. It is still a crime to destroy private property. You do not have the right to ruin the lives of others. Mr. Floyd's family has been asking, they've been begging the rioters to cease. They said George would never have approved of this. But the rioting and the theft and the destruction, it continues for justice. This is how they get attention for justice. What about the justice for those store owners who no longer have a store or a business? What about the justice for their families who no longer have a way of buying food and clothing and paying the rent? What about the justice for all these employees who are now out of a job? What about justice for the elderly living in that area or the other families? They mentioned the single moms. You don't have to be a single mom with a family to be hurting when such things take place. What about justice? These rioters don't want justice. They want revenge. They are in mob rule mode, no different from a lynch mob. And the mainstream media is promoting it. And many politicians are promoting it. They're putting their stamp of approval on this behavior. They hate the president. They hate the Constitution. They hate the working men and women, the average Americans in this family, we are family, in this nation. You are the deplorables. You are the irredeemables. It doesn't matter what color you are. You know that, right? They hate families. They hate Christians. Sometimes I think they have no soul. They seem to have no peace or happiness within them. The protesters, they should be allowed to protest peaceably. They have that natural God-given right to protest and to voice their opinions. They should not be given free rein to destroy a community. That is a crime. And that's what's happening. Last night, I watched the police, they vacated their own precinct. And the rioters go in there and take over that police precinct. Something's wrong with that picture. There has been a crime. More crime. What's the old saying? Two wrongs don't make a right. More crime isn't going to fix this. In fact, it's making it worse. Will there be justice? Not for those who lost their homes in the riots. There'll be no justice. Liberty. Life. We're going to talk about that. I think Daniel will be calling in today. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. For life, for liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we're going to be right back.